Welcome to Antisocial FM number 5. It's just over about a week late, but that's nothing new with this radio show because so many variables that affect it. One, whether I can be bothered actually doing it, any problems with uploading and all that kind of thing. So don't expect it to be on time every time like the magazine is, because it's just like problems well out of my hand that I can't do this. Anyway, let's move right on. First of all, you might have noticed that getting to our website, there's no longer a pawn button you have to click on. Isn't that nice of us? Yes, Antisocial Magazine is now completely 100% free. So, we're now offering a service for you to use and everything, and you might have also noticed that we're giving away free ad space, and we thought we'd promote this. Now, personally, I didn't want to do this, but I thought, what the hell? Maybe there's a chance of the UK's underground news group, I'm going to call it that, alt.ph.uk. We thought, fuck it, let's just put it on there. Let's advertise on there. It's a shit news group. There's rarely anything interesting ever put on there, but what the hell, let's advertise on there. So we did. So far, our only reply to that message saying that we're going to offer you all sort of promote your groups to 35,000 people, and we'll do this for free in our magazine. And the response we got was from Kid or someone, I don't know who it was fully, because I couldn't be bothered reading it. And basically all he said was, yeah, sure, if you want porn links on your site, do it. Well, let's clarify that for fucking start. First of all, we've only had our porn banner on two sites, that's hacknet.com. And of course, www.antisocial.cgb.net. Now, we own one of them, and we had no problems with the second one from Shannon's or anybody else at HNC. And you might have also noticed that the HNC has now lost its banner. It's now completely gone. So, none of our distributors are outside the group, because as you know, I also do for HNC now, I'm a staff member there. None of our other external distributors have ever been asked to put this banner on, so he's talking utter rubbish, doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And I don't know, I think I might even go for the funniest email if I can clarify that as a, consider that as an email. I guess I can, so we have a couple of others lined up. There's been quite some funny emails coming through this week. So, Antisocial Magazine is now utterly free. And I'm sure loads of people will agree with us about no longer wanting to support this porn thing, and we just couldn't be asked with it, it's just causing too many problems. And as it seems, the alt.ph.uk news group seems to be more concerned about the fact we had one porn banner on our website, which showed absolutely no content, but the fact it was there, we're more concerned about that than the fact that we could promote their group to over 35,000 people. Now, if that's just not looking at things completely the wrong way, what the hell is? But anyway, I haven't got time to keep going on about this. Let's move on and get straight on to what's been happening in the group. Well, I've already mentioned a lot of it. First of all, the pawn banners are now gone. The magazine's completely 100% free. You don't have to do anything to get it. And second of all, we're now offering our ad space. And the rules are clearly stating on the ad section, on the website, that's www.antisocial.cgb.net if you're not already there. All the rules about what we need from you in return for this advertising is on there, and we've been putting it out to a lot of people, so we expect high demand. So if you want to get in for issue 30, make sure you get in quite fast. All the rules are there, so you'll find it no problem. Also, some other stuff that's been happening with the AS13. First of all, I'd like to say that it's just been going on so well. I mean, we're at, 100K already, and we're only 11 days into it. It's going to be so badly on schedule, it's unbelievable. Thanks to all our contributors, sorry, especially all our thanks to distributors as well, both of which we couldn't operate without, but there's been loads of stuff contributed for AS13. It's been really good. Some stuff contributed by people that phoned me up and everything. A lot of people were saying that we didn't have any freaking articles, so we've rectified that. Special thanks to somebody who called me up. I can't remember his handle off the top of my head, sorry, but I just can't. So special thanks to him, and I'll give him credit where credit's due in the magazine, AS13, out the last day of this month, and it has a freaking article. A couple of people have phoned me up about this. One lad from Newcastle. Sorry, I don't know your name. I don't know your handle. I'm not having a very good day with handles today. I know. So he phoned me up and asked about the freaking thing. Some other guy from Scotland who's actually contributed the article phoned me up about having our ability. Well, we've actually gone down in content freaking. So he phoned me up about that. And I have to agree, we haven't run a freaking article for ages. So it's good to see that people are now sending them back in. Personally, I was working on a BT article for this month, and it's going to be a really good article. I think a lot of people will enjoy this because it contains a lot of content that really you shouldn't actually know. It's based on a lot of ideas that are from manuals that shouldn't actually be in the public. I can't officially say where I obtained these from because it probably land me in a ton of trouble. But anyway, what else is going on? Oh yeah, also, I've now taken over the HMC newsletter. That's become part of my responsibilities now. So make sure you're subscribed to that. You can get that at www.hack-net.com. Just go to the main part of the site. It's really easy to find. And subscribe. Make sure you're on that because I'm now doing it. And there's loads of news, loads of stuff that's happening with HMC, loads of stuff that's happening with AS. And, it's out every week, every Sunday, bang on time so far, and I hope to keep it that way. Other stuff that's been happening at HNC, there's not really that much. I mean, I can say welcome to the shizness. Sorry if I mispronounced your handle, I'm not too sure on how you pronounce that. As I said, I'm having a really bad day with handles today. Welcome him, he's going to be policing the HNC homepages that we're offering. 10 megabytes, so we welcome him to the group, and I'm sure he'll be doing a top job for us and making sure that no phone or no wares gets onto the HackNet servers. Also, other news, the HNC radio done by Rogue, that's coming out, number 6 coming out pretty soon, I'm told by Rogue, so watch out for that at www.hnc-radio.com, and that's about it. Kind of wraps it up for the news. Oh yeah, no, something else you might be interested in. I know that Neuro is fast growing in a kind of fan club that are forming. There seems to be a lot of dedicated fans for Neuro Splicer at the moment. So you'll be glad to know that he's coming back in AS13. Now, I said this last month. I said Neuro is going to come back for AS12. I know. This time, I guarantee you he's back. I know he's back because he's already sent in his article for AS13. One of several, I believe, and so make sure you check out AS13, it's going to be in there. Also, something I'd like to mention, what we consider our official HQ BBS in Russia, we'll give you all the details on that now. He's been actually our AS HQ distributor for ages, but we lost contact with him due to a file loss, and I lost all my email accounts and everything that happened back in December. So that kind of tells you how long he's been with us. And if you live in Russia, this will be interesting for you. The name is the Friday the 13th BBS. It's situated in Moscow, Russia, and it's a HPAV orientated website, BBS, sorry, and affiliated with AS, of course, where the HQ's BBS in Russia for us, DLC, it's a DLC distro, and 29A support station, so that's all their affiliations. Okay, working times is 2100 to 0700 Moscow time, and to phone in, you plus 7-095-415-8900. This up is FH, that's Frank Hensley. According to him, apparently a lot of his friends like the magazine, so that's good to hear. But let's get on to the funniest email, because I'm seriously running out of time here. The funniest email this month, I reckon, should go to someone who calls himself Lent. Might even be a her. I'm not sure. To be honest with you, it's all in German, I believe. So if you can speak German, and you fancy translating for this for me, then that's most appreciated, because there's no way I can read this. To me, in English, it just says, hey, Jarmageddon. Det Glader. Glader. Det Glader OS at Kun Forte Dig at U. This is unbelievable. I mean, it's like, I can't speak this language. But if you can, it looks like it's German. So if you can speak German, please get in contact with me ASAP so I can figure out what this guy is saying, or her. And that'd be most appreciated. I think we had another funniest email as well. Let's just have a look through here. Oh yeah. Someone called Tusher Mika. And it says, hi, thanks for selecting me for member of your site. I am finding code for Refox 7 or 8. Please, if you have the zip file, please tell me to download from which place. Now, there's a possibility here that they don't speak English or something like that. Then fair enough. The English is really bad and that's acceptable. But otherwise, it's got to go down as one of our funniest emails of the week, because there's very little sense I can make of that one. I kind of get the gist of what they're trying to say, but anyway. Well, running out of time now. I'd like to add that in the background, as promised, you're listening to a mix put together by myself. I'm a happy hardcore DJ, in case you didn't already know that. First time listener or something like that. It's done by me, it's a 30-minute mix, and it should be on the E-Type site. You'll find the link to that from www.msocial.cjb.net. It's part of a radio show, this mix. I did put specially together for my radio show on Radioactive. And you should be able to find it on the E-Type side in a couple of weeks as part of a radio show, and hear the full mix on there and download it and everything, so you'll be sorted. Anyway, running out well out of time here, so let's move on to tips and tricks. Now then, I actually didn't prepare anything for tips and tricks, so it's basically whatever comes off the top of my head. So what should we discuss? Well, last week, if you didn't already know, that we did a little bit on pirate radio. And that's at the PacketStrom site, I believe. I believe Lockie uploaded it to PacketStrom. So if you're interested in back issues, then you can get it from PacketStrom. We're working on getting all the other back issues as well back up on PacketStrom. So check them out. They're quite an easy site to find. So you should be able to find them on any search engine. And sorry guys, I haven't had a chance to put your link on the distributor list. Just haven't got around to it. I've been having problems with my CServer account. They don't believe I paid a bill when I have. So, let's go into our tips and tricks section again. As I've already said, we're trying to get onto it. Yeah, you can definitely tell I didn't have anything planned for this. Okay, this is something Lucky actually informed me about. And this is that, it's basically about, at some of the cinemas in London, you'll actually find they have these ticket machines outside, and they'll accept bank cards and stuff like that. Now, I believe it's a NatWest card, and if you put that in, it doesn't accept overdrafts. The card just won't accept overdrafts, but the machine doesn't actually know that it doesn't accept overdrafts, so it just accepts that your credit will take an overdraft. So just put your card in the machine, and purchase however many tickets you've got left, and if you've got no money left in your bank account, it'll just consider it, oh, what the hell, I'll go on to an overdraft. Your bank account can't give you an overdraft, so you basically got the tickets for free. So there you go. Definitely a good way of exploitation there for you. There's something else I was supposed to mention as well. I can't remember what I was supposed to mention. Oh yeah. In the newsletter, on the HNC newsletter, as I already said in the show, next week, hopefully, I'll be doing a review on some software. So if anybody out there is really wanted to try Linux, but hasn't really got around to it, or is a bit, you know, don't want to leave Windows operating system type of thing. You know, Windows is a nice safe operating system and stuff, and you don't really want to be messing about with this kind of real open code with Linux and everything and all the strange files you're not quite used to, etc., etc., then this piece of software will be definitely for you. Okay then, well that kind of wraps up the show. I'm probably over my time limit, what the hell. As always, you can contact me at armageddon@hack-net.com. You can also contact me on phone. This is my mobile number, just so I remind you it's a mobile number. It's probably going to cost you more to call me. I think it's about 20 to 30 pence per minute. It's not much. You're only going to be doing a short call anyways, what the hell. It's 0797-033-2378. And now, somebody else phoned me up and said, I found your pager number. You can actually find my pager number on the website if you look for it. You have to look quite carefully. It's not too hard to find, but if you look for it, you'll find it. And they said, why don't you put your pager number out as well? I think that's a good idea, actually, because many people might not like want to phone up and say, hi, is that Armageddon? You know, it's a bit of a strange thing to be phoning up and saying. But honestly, you know, it's my mobile, so I'm the only person to pick it up anyway. But if you want to just page me, maybe you want to subscribe via pager, then my pager number is 015-023-787-007. I'll just repeat that for you because it's a bit messed up. It's 015-023-787-007. And if you go to www.page-1.co.uk, that's www.page1.co.uk, it's a page company's website, dead easy to find. Then you can download some software, and this will mean you never have to talk to an operator. You can just type in your message and click send, and it'll dial up and send the message for you. Really good service, because I believe that none of the operators actually come into contact with the message, so they won't actually know what you said. And I can imagine, you know, saying hi Armageddon to some operator might sound a bit strange. But anyway, that's that out of the way, and that's another patron. An ASFM show, sorry. Out of the way, and until a week on Wednesday, roughly. I've been Armageddon. You've been listening to ASFM number 5. See you later. In the background, of course, there's my mix under my DJ name, DJ Weasel. So until next week, see you around. Bye.